This is Sarah Reith with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We'll be airing short excerpts from our interviews during the news hour on Thursdays and half-hour pieces at 3:30 in the afternoon. Today we'll hear a little bit of my interview with Jay Holden, a psychologist, homesteader, and poet.
I came here in 1970 to work at Mendocino State Hospital. I came here to do my psychology internship. I came from Ohio. That was the last year the state hospital was open. It closed right after that, and we had to make a decision. Do we want to go back to an urban lifestyle where I could find work? But suddenly, the state hospital was the largest employer here in the county, and suddenly there were a whole lot of unemployed mental health professionals on the streets. This was called the deinstitutionalization movement. The idea being people are, rather than warehoused in state institutions, they're better treated in their local communities on more of an outpatient basis. And it was a great idea. However, a lot of money got lost in the translation, and the local mental health departments were not supported to the extent that the state hospitals had been. And a lot of people, this is when homeless people started showing up in the doorways of Market Street in San Francisco, homeless, mentally ill. And a lot of people in my position in the mental health field left the county to find work in urban areas, but we loved it so much here, we decided to stay. And we did whatever it took to stay. We delivered phone books, picked grapes, cleaned motel rooms, did yard work, until we could find employment. That was a difficulty here. There were not a lot of jobs here. Especially after the hospital closed. There were rumors at the time from the old guard here that the closing of the hospital would turn Ukiah into a ghost town. What they didn't count on was people like me and a lot of people of our counterculture, we were called in that day, and the baby boomers and all that, who wanted the rural lifestyle. You would mentioned earlier about midwifing and alternative birthing. You know, we really wanted a whole new vision of living in America that included going back to simpler rural values and practices. But we also wanted to reinvent a lot of things. We kind of reinvented birth and marriage and death, all three of them. Those were all in the hands of the church, by and large, back in the day. And we started having weddings outdoors, home births, and not using mortuaries for funerals. So we had a new vision. It was generally called simple living. We used to have simple living workshops at the Boonville Fairgrounds every year. Our Bible was the Whole Earth Catalog. And we had a revolution in consciousness, too. We were smoking pot, taking LSD, experimenting with alternative visions of the world and ways to experience and live in it. They had profound effects. One of the reasons I ended up at Mendocino State Hospital is they had a very active LSD research program out there. I got there within a year of when they made it illegal. But they were having profound results. They got, the hospital here had Sandoz Pharmaceutical LSD, which was the world standard. As soon as they announced the closing of the research program, all of that seemed to disappear somehow. All the inventory sort of vanished. And yeah, those were very glorious days. We had people like Alan Watts, Timothy Leary, other people coming up from urban areas to see what we were doing up here. We were doing some very advanced programs out at the hospital, not just the LSD research one, but we had four different alcoholism units with different therapeutic approaches to that. We had one of the very first substance abuse programs. It was called The Family out there at the hospital.
What about homesteading skills? Were you involved in the Class K fight or building your own house?
Well, the Mendocino County Blues became the anthem of United Stand. So I would always go to all their events, and they would always give me a shout out for writing the lyric and stuff. And So yeah, I got involved. I went to meetings. I went to when they make presentation to the supervisors or want to turn out.
So how did you figure out your homesteading skills? Did you have skills when you got here? Or did you just have to kind of wing it?
You know, when I got here, I didn't know water flowed downhill. So yeah, I was very naive. But open and willing to learn and willing to be poor and struggle and find my way through it because it seems such a worthy thing to do.
We've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. I'm Sarah Reith. We just heard from Jay Holden. You can catch short excerpts during the news hour on Thursdays and longer episodes at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. They're also on our website and Facebook page with pictures and longer versions. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly